The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I couldn't be more thrilled to be able to have with us the author of a new book called How to Know God Exists, Solid Reasons to Believe in God, Discover Truth, and Find Meaning in Your Life. The author of that book is Josh McDowell. Josh, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I am absolutely incredible, almost as good as you.
Well, that's good to hear. Two guys doing well on a radio, so this is going to be a lot of fun. So, Josh, as we said, the new book is called How to Know God Exists. So let's start really high level. Let's start really big question. What's one or two of your answers? How do we know that God exists?
Well, there's the primary way that we know is through the revelation of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
For example, my life, I set out to refute it all. Mm. And I knew if I could refute the scriptures as being historically accurate and reliable, my case was won. Mm. That was it. It was all over for Christianity. And the more I examined it, the more I became convinced that what I have is what was written down. What was written down was true. Mm. And once I became convinced of that, then the scripture revealed who God is, how we can know him and everything, what his character is like, his nature. That's the, you know, the traditional way.
Yeah.
Then second is through reasoning. Reasoning through how does something come out of nothing? How can dialogue and thought processes come out of a non-objective origin? Mm-hmm. And so I just believe I became convinced through that I'm able to reason, I'm able to evaluate, I'm able to consider God, I'm able to look at the evidence around me, the evidence within me, that there is a God and he exists.
Mm.
But to me, that is strong. but it only really became powerful to me when it was backed up and supported by Scripture.
Mm, yeah.
Then when it tied into the scriptural present, I said, wow, it's quite easy to know there is a God.
Yeah, yeah. And Josh, it makes me also wonder, not only the answer as to how do we know there's a God, but why is this such a fundamental question that everybody at some point in their life asks? What is it that makes this the question for us?
Well, probably the three questions that are always asked in every culture, every generation since the beginning of time, time in the scripture, is the three simple questions. Who am I? A question about our identity. Why am I here? The question about my purpose. And where am I going? The question about my identity. And if you consider those three questions, if you're intelligent at all, you're going to ask, well, is there a God? Because without a personal creator God, I do not believe you can intelligently answer those questions.
Yeah.
And so I think the three basic questions of life, who am I, why am I here, where am I going, will lead to the question, is there a God? There must be.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk in the book, you say, in today's culture, like our cultures have changed. I'm sure through the years of doing ministry, you've seen so many shifts within culture. But that in today's culture, God has actually, you use the phrase, largely been banished. Like things have just changed. Talk to us a little bit about how you've seen that over the years and how that affects people even as they ask this question.
Well, there's two different aspects to it. One is traditionally people would ask about, what does it mean? Who am I? What does that mean? Where am I here going and everything? What does that mean? And it eventually changed to, what does the Bible mean? And they would try to refute it by showing it's meaningless to the question is it reliable? So it's gone from an interaction from its meaning of the scripture to the reality, is it reliable? Is it true? Is it God's word? And you almost say it's turned from the subjective to the objective, to is it true?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the second, I can't remember what it was right now. I got tied up in the first. I'll be darned.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. It happens to the best.
Because we have 10 minutes, and I know we don't have a lot of time.
There you go. There you go. Let's ask it this way. So somebody's in their car right now, and they just happen to come across this radio station, you know, and they say, they hear you, what you're saying, and they go, yeah, I've never, I almost don't think that we could ever know whether God is there or not. What's the first step? What would you encourage them to do first if they're like, I really would like to figure all of this out? Is there a first step you would encourage somebody to take?
From where I'm coming from, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And is this, is the Bible trustworthy? Is the Bible trustworthy? Because everything, I think, in truth, that we learn about God, about Christ, the resurrection, everything, comes in the scriptures. So my first question is the Bible trustworthy?
Yeah.
If it's not, then I don't have to worry about all those things.
Yes.
It is, then I better consider what it says. So I tell people, what determines if any piece of literature is accurate and reliable in history? And then I'll just say, whatever you come up with, apply it to the scriptures. Apply it to the scriptures. Can I trust the... Or then drive immediately to a Christian bookstore, another bookstore, and buy my books.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Well, let me dig down into the Bible there for you a little bit. Why do you trust the Bible? Because I agree with you that that's the fundamental, or at least one of the top fundamental questions. So help people understand, why does Josh McDowell trust the Bible?
Well, there's two questions I had to answer as a non-believer. Is what I have in my hands today, the Bible, say the New Testament, what was written down 2,000 years ago, or has it been changed? Is what I have what was written down, or has it been changed? But the second question is even more important. Was what was written down true? In other words, did Jesus actually say that? Did he actually do that? And so I first had to start it out. I had to convince myself, show that what I have today is what was written down. And the biggest thing for me were the manuscripts. One of the first tests is what's called the bibliographical test of any document of history. Is it reliable and accurate? And it asks questions about the manuscripts. And the basic premise is this. The more manuscripts you have, the easier it is to recreate the autography, the original, and check out any errors or discrepancies. Has it been changed? Well, the average book in history, great writings and everything, might have 45, 50, up to maybe 75 manuscripts that exist. With the scriptures, it goes up to 105,000.
Wow.
That's, did you get that?
That's unbelievable.
105,000. In those 105,000 manuscripts, as most scholars would say, we have the exact words of what Jesus said. Now you just need to find them. And there are certain principles you use to find the original text. And so that's what I had to do. And it blew my mind when I said, you've got to be kidding. There can't be 105,000 manuscripts. Well, there are. And so that was my first step.
Yeah.
Was seeing that. And then second was what was written down true. Well, the New Testament writers wrote as eyewitnesses. As they said, what our eyes have seen, what our, not somebody else, what our ears have heard, what our hands have handled, this is what we are declaring to you. They knew Jesus. They walked with Jesus. They lived with Jesus. They understood Jesus. And they became convinced, the first century believers, who had a lot more at stake than we did. Because if they believed it, they'd probably be killed. If we believe it, we won't be.
That's right.
And so they put more emphasis on the evidence. And they were convinced that Christ lived, he was buried for 3 days, and raised again from the dead. And they said, after he was crucified and buried, for 40 days we lived with him, we walked with him, we taught with him, we ate with him. I mean, that's pretty convincing evidence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again.
And So if I can't trust them, they paid the price.
That's right.
Their testimony and blood. I can't trust anyone.
Amen to that. That is so true. Again, the book is called How to Know God Exists, Solid Reasons to Believe in God, Discover Truth, and Find Meaning in Your Life. I would encourage you to go get that. You can get it at Tyndale.com. You could also find it at Amazon or whatever it is you get your books. And Josh, before I let you go, I do just want to say, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but man, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, More Than a Carpenter, so many of your books were really influential for me and many of us out there, I am sure. So I guess for other people out there, I just want to say thanks. And I can remember.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Appreciate that. And we are grateful to read this book. We are very excited again. So Josh McDowell, the author of How to Know God Exists. Josh, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you. I couldn't turn down the honorarium.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.